America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on BBC.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Public Schools Board of Education meeting was placed on a soft lockdown today after a Brinks security officer shot an alleged robber. According to Chicago police, a security guard was exiting a business in the Loop when they were, quote, approached by an offender who attempted to forcibly take property. Police say after a struggle, the security officer produced a firearm and fired shots that struck the alleged robber, who fled with the proceeds but was taken into custody a short time later. The alleged robber was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital, where his condition had stabilized. The federal agents have seized illegal vaping products nationwide as the Trump administration cracks down on items often used by teens. On Wednesday, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. highlighted the seizures in Illinois, which included over 600,000 products from a distributor near Chicago. Many of these products were smuggled from China. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the FDA, and the U.S. Marshals Service also conducted seizures in several states. The Justice Department filed civil actions against distributors and retailers. Vaping among teens has declined recently, partially due to stricter enforcement. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Supreme Court is reversing years of progress. He's reacting to a decision from the High Court this week that someone's perceived ethnicity can be used as a factor to question someone during immigration patrols. Pritzker told NPR Steve Inskeep that it can be hard for anyone to prove citizenship on the spot, and they shouldn't have to.
Do you carry with you citizenship papers?
Of
How do you
not.
Prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany.
Pritzker reiterated that citizens without legal status who commit violent crimes should be caught and held accountable. But he says President Trump is conflating immigration and crime in the Department of Homeland Security effort that got underway in Chicago this week. And two Chicago restaurants earned a spot on the New York Times Best Restaurants of 2025 list. Sanders Barbecue Supply Company in Beverly and Cariño in Uptown both made the cut. The Times says the oxtail gumbo at Sanders Barbecue is one of the most irresistible Southern dishes in the country, while praising the chef'd-up versions of Latin dishes at Cariño. Only 50 restaurants in America made the list. You're listening to The Rundown. Immigration enforcement actions are wrapping up in Chicago in predominantly Hispanic immigrant communities. Many immigrant workers say they're afraid to work, and some people are making the decision to stay home. But legal experts and labor organizers say there are several key steps business owners and employers can take to be prepared if federal immigration authorities show up. My colleagues Adriana Cardona-Baguigat and Lisa Laba spoke to break down the details for us.
So, Adriana, what are some of the things experts are recommending employers do if they're concerned about federal authorities coming to their workplace?
Yeah, I spoke with labor organizers and legal experts. They told me employers should create a written plan and make sure all workers are trained on that plan. That's information about who is in charge of opening the door, how to notify others in the company, when to call an attorney, and how to take video and document what's happening. They also recommend that businesses use signage to clearly mark areas that are private, meaning for employees only. Jorge Mujica is a labor organizer with Arise Chicago. He gave me an example of how that works in a restaurant.
Nobody can get behind the counter, to the kitchen, to the restaurant office, That's private area. So employers have to learn to post notices. Nobody beyond this point, you know, no ICE particularly.
And he says employers should train their workers so they understand that federal immigration agents aren't allowed to go inside private employee-only areas unless they have a judicial warrant. That's a written court order signed by a judge. Other experts we spoke with said in the majority of cases, federal agents don't actually show judicial warrants. They may show up with an administrative warrant instead, and that doesn't give them any access inside the areas that are considered private.
So then what are some ways federal agents can gain access to the workplace?
Yeah, when it comes to a business facility, federal immigration agents may try to go inside by requesting an I-9 compliance audit. An I-9 compliance audit is a review of the employer's I-9 forms. Those are the forms used to check if a new employee is eligible to work in the United States. Experts say employers have 3 days to respond to a notice of inspection. You don't have to let them in at that moment.
Okay, so we heard about how employers can prepare, but what do experts recommend workers do if immigration authorities do come to their place of business?
Yeah, in case federal immigration agents show up, employees should not run or panic. If they run, this could give them probable cause to detain them. They should remain silent and follow the plan that was created at the workplace. Maybe they are instructed to go into one of the private rooms. They should carry a Know Your Rights card and present it to the agents as needed. And those who can should document the interaction without interfering.
Okay. I've been talking with WBEZ reporter Adriana Cardona McGee-God. Thank you so much, Adriana.
You're welcome.
In today's forecast, we're heading to a high of 81 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. And tomorrow, a carbon copy of today, bright skies and temps in the lower 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.